It was the early 70s, and in Britain, the music they called rock was blowing up into a self-important, pretentious monster. You couldn't dance to it anymore, you sure couldn't romance to it because the words were about somebody's acid trip, and it was on the verge of forgetting where it had come from. Right about that time, something odd happened. A not very good band from Berkeley, Eggs Over Easy, which had been drawn to England by the myth of swinging London, was living in a couple of cheap rooms over a pub called the Hope and Anchor, starving because they couldn't find any work. In desperation, they asked the landlord at the pub about the stage in his back room. Could they use it to play on? He was an easygoing sort, so he said yes, and before he knew it, the place was jammed once a week when the band played. They got excited, but their visas expired, and they left for America and disappeared, but not without having had the privilege of giving birth to a kind of music that became known as pub rock.
Well, feel free to knock my back door any old time. Scrubbing tables, sweeping floors, just washing all the line. You can slip it around the side the next time you're in town. It's music every night with a pint to help it down.
Music every night with a pint to help it down. That was the motto as expressed by one of the big bands on the scene, Bees Make Honey. It was back to an era of three-minute songs with a blues or country feel, unpretentious and anti-star, just what the doctor ordered for many a pop fan who'd had it with glitter and art rock. It was also a haven for musicians who were ambivalent about stardom or who were already burned by it, like Brinsley Schwartz, a band who'd been pushed a little too hard when they started out.
Well, they danced, they ever tuned, the band could play. At just about midnight, well, they decided call it a day. Now there's one thing that's left here on their mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got a little slice at any price, yeah. To store the shoes of rice. I surrender to the rhythm that is calling them home.
Because they'd already seen the bright lights, the Brinsleys were the big stars on the pub rock scene, but it wasn't long before they had real competition for the title.
Yeah, well, I was driving down the highway, California, dreaming, going across the state line tonight. I'm going to San Marino down to Frisco Bay. It's all gonna be all right. I got a roll of ladies in by my side. I picked her up back down the road a piece. She got the same dream as me. She wanna get away and hit a California beach.
Dux Deluxe was a hard-hitting foursome featuring guitar strangler Sean Tyla, who wrote and sang songs drenched with American imagery and references to classic rock and roll lyrics, like the title of their second album, Taxi to the Terminal Zone. But for all their California dreaming and mythologizing of Texas and Arizona, none of these bands ever got too far outside London, and most of them never even had American record contracts. Of course, it would have been hard to market a band like Kilburn and the High Roads, a bunch of art students led by a guy on crutches named Ian Dury. But what about Chili Willie and the Red Hot Peppers? They could easily have shared a stage with Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. Or what about the blues menace, Dr. Feelgood?
I saw you out the other night. I saw somebody hold you tight. Roxanne, I wondered who it could be. It was so dark I couldn't see. But I know it wasn't me. When I tell you it ain't right, I know you got to agree.
What's funny is that one band made it to mega platinum status from the Hope and Anchor, the band that all the connoisseurs agreed was a bunch of boring Johnny-come-latelys. Still, the guitarist wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. across the station, I was going on home. I saw you got your ticket, standing on your own.
That was Dire Straits, recorded at the Hope and Anchors big 1978 festival, when the pub rock bands and the punk bands who later took the stage there got together to thank the place that had given them a chance. Pub rock opened the door for punk by showing that rock and roll could be unpretentious and still popular, and it gave some of us something to listen to in the 70s.